This is Paul Jolly, and I must tell you, I've been to Mississippi, and I've been to Nicobuck. I've been to the Earth Bay on the West Coast, and I've been down to Trinity Bay in Newfoundland. And I love community radio, because that's how you find out what's happening, man.
Good afternoon, folks. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 102.7. It's your host, Jeff Steger. Today is going to be a show based on just a great, wonderful event that was held last Saturday, June 17th. And this was at the farm of Heritage Hills in the New Dundee area. And they very kindly sponsored the Farm Safety Day put on by the Rural Waterloo Women's Group. 137 people were at this event. And just looking forward to playing some of those. I have six or seven clips from that event, from just sticking a microphone in front of some people and asking them to say a few words. And we're going to play today the usual of some songs and some promos. And we'll have some talk while we introduce each of these segments. Today's show is episode number 195. And today's date is June 20th. Let's start. First up, I have a wonderful interview with my first person I ambushed. they were willing. It was good. They're very kind. They all helped out. This is Donna Rogers, and Donna Rogers as a volunteer, also part of the sponsoring group. And we're just going to play a little bit of her impressions of the day and what she's doing. This is the first interview. I think I was there at 10 o'clock and left at about 12, and the day has about halfway through at that point. All right, with no further ado, let's go up here and click on this and listen to Donna Rogers tell us all about the day's event.
It's kind of echoey in here, though.
We can go outside.
Yeah, let's go here. One place. It's a bug.
Yeah, you don't want it
bad.
Echoey.
Yeah, you don't want to avoid that stuff as much as possible.
Yeah.
Well, good afternoon. It's the Agriculture Show. We're at the Graham Johnson Family Farm, and I'm speaking with...
Donna Rogers.
Donna Rogers. And Donna Rogers is one of our volunteers at this show. Tell us about what's happening here today, Donna.
So what we do is, this is our 22nd year that the Waterloo Rural Women... The committee puts on a Farm Safety Day for children in the Waterloo community. We will never turn any children away, so there's children from Oxford, there's children as far as the other side of Listowel that are here today. If we can save one life, it's well worth the day.
Mm. And how many people are part of the committee?
We have six people on the committee from different parts of Waterloo County.
And this is, what, the 10th year or 20th year? I've lost track.
This is our 22nd year Children's Farm Safety Day.
probably not going to end soon. It sounds like it's a great project, and you've got to look at the turnout today. You'll probably be doing this again.
Oh, yes, we will be.
Yeah. And where do you call home? Where do you live in the Waterloo region?
I actually live in Bridgeport,
yes.
But we have our family farm on Hackbard Road outside of Wellesley is where our farm is.
Yes. And I suspect most of the members of the committee are also farm women who have also seen the unique dangers and warnings you need to have around the farm.
Yes, they're all from farms. I'm actually the only one that's not.
Oh.
But grew up on the farm, so I know all about it.
I would think, and a lot of people think they don't have a lot to say about agriculture, but you are certainly right in the middle of it as much as anybody.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, good work on this, and hopefully we'll see you guys all next year. And for now, we'll go back to some music, and we'll see you in a short bit.
Okay.
Thanks, Donna. Okay,
so
that's great.
Hi, I'm Lisa Hearn, and I am from downtown Petherton, Ontario, located in the beautiful township of Wellington North. We are streaming on the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo. On the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by community radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
And that's how the day began. And just to go over what actually is happening, Rural Women's Group, the Waterloo Rural Women, as pointed out, 22 years now have been doing the Farm Safety Day. Now, what is that? So what happens, they find a host farmer, and they set up approximately 7 or 8 stations. And then upon the blowing of an air horn, the groups move from one to the next. I don't have that quite written down, but I'm going to try to wander around the site as I remember it, just what exactly they're doing. So one station, and these are all unique farm safety issues around the farm, is what to do when around large moving machinery. And this includes such things as keeping a line of sight with the operator, and also looking at the tractor and deciding, for instance, that you should not probably stand on the steps, but as I think the slogan was, if there's one seat, there's room for one person. If there's two seats, there's room for two people. And then the next station was about the hazards and cautions you need to have around farm chemicals, which may include various cleaning products, herbicides, and other products. And to be cautious, don't think that one's a soda pop. And then another station, a vet, local vet, came in, and they described to the students what it looks like when, for instance, a dog is so enraged it may get to bite you, and some other tips like that around farm animals, like a farm dog. Fire department was there, a tour of their one of their trucks, a little bit about farm issues, in the sense that, you know, you ought to be able to know how to dial 911 as a young person, to be able to contact authorities in case you as a young person on a farm see a problem. And then there was another one about ATV safety, since all-terrain vehicles are a common tool around the farm to get from one side of the buildings or the other side of the farm to the next, safe operation of such device. And then I think there was another one about environmental safety, for lack of a better description. So, you know, be mindful as you're on your farm, the consequences of your actions to the environment. And, right, there was another one. It was Kitchener-Wilmot Hydro was there and describing, I believe, the purpose and function of a ground fault indicator type receptacle. And I think there were some other items they talked about. So with all these stations and the kids moved around, probably 10 minutes at each, maybe 5, depending. And at one point then, of course, they broke and pizza was supplied by a sponsor, and that was enjoyed by all. And with that, let's go back to some of these interviews. Let's listen now to Sandy Roth, and I believe she's a volunteer with that group, and she very kindly sat down with us for a second here and said a few words. We'll be right back.
All right, we're here at the Harvest Hill Farm, I believe it is, Sandy?
Heritage
Hill Farm, and it's a Farm Safety Day, then the 22nd year of this Farm Safety Day. So tell us your story, Sandy. How did you end up being here on a nice warm June the 20th?
I don't even know. It's the 17th, I think. Yeah. So, but yeah.
16.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Tell us about yourself. What are you doing?
Well, I am a dairy farmer's wife, and I was at a 4-H show, dairy calf show, and Susan asked me to come join this committee. Mm-hmm. And I said, sure, sounds like fun. And so this is my second year on it, on the committee, but my first Farm Children's Safety Day. And
It's been really amazing working with these ladies. A lot of work for this day.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, but the North End, every other year it's down in this area. So this is this is where I'm from, this area. And then next year it'll go up country a little more, but yeah.
It's really wonderful you're here, and this is your first year. How did you get wind of this project?
Well, being on the committee, I heard about it, but I think my oldest daughter is, 27, and she was at one of the first ones. So that was down in this area about 16 years ago. And so that's how I found out about it. I knew about it back then, and it's progressed. It's become much more detailed, much more involving the children, and it's become a really, really awesome day. A lot of positive feedback.
And your job here today is, are you operating one of the many areas, like the locations where they're describing various things, or are you looking after the front desk? Well, what's your project today?
Susan's term for me is a floater.
A floater.
So I go where I need to go. Okay. But everything seems to be moving smoothly out there, so I haven't been with the groups so much, but I've been in here getting food ready and snacks. You know, you got to feed these little ones.
True.
So, and the big ones too. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, it's wonderful. And so we're this day is sort of tune wrapping up. And you already think about next year what the plan will be.
Yes. Well, there is that. The first thing in order of business is to find another location.
Yeah.
So as far as I know, that's what we're going to be getting together and sort of debriefing about today, what went well, what we could change. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's always fine-tuning. And then we'll be looking at where to go next.
Okay.
So... but we've got time for that.
Well, it's a great day, and I just want to thank you so much, Sandy, for being saying a few words about this. We'll talk to some more folks while we're here at the farm, and just thanks again for being saying a few words about today's farm.
You're welcome.
See, that's the horn. That's because they're changing stations.
That's right. That's our indication to cut it, right?
All right. Okay. Talk to you later. Thanks.
Thank you.
This is Mike Heitman from Kitchener. You are listening to Community Radio CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946 or on the internet at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
That was Sandy Roth, and we had the air horn. One of our interviews here is coming up is with the operator of that air horn, so just stay tuned. And so the day unfolded. We had, as I pointed out, 7 or 8 stations, and what do you call them? I guess you call them educators at each location, and some food was presented, some pizzas and other little prizes and stuff like that. Also, pictures, and hopefully when we podcast the show, I'll put up the group picture. And big thanks were given to our hosts there at the farm, the Johnson family, and that was at Heritage Hills Farms. Well, hope you're enjoying our broadcast so far. Let's keep rolling right along here. We have a few songs we can play later on, but for the moment, let's keep on listening to some of these wonderful interviews. Next interviewee was Susan Martin. And Susan is the president this year of the Waterloo Farm Safety Days. Then the sponsoring group, of course, is Waterloo Rural Women's. Got a great group. I'm going to say there's got to be at least 7 or 8 of them. 22 years. This is their premier event. But they do various events on an as-needed or social interest they have in getting together as friends and then doing other with guest speakers and the like. Let Susan say a bit more about it here, Susan Martin. And I invite you just to stay tuned. I hope your day is going well. And we will be right back.
All right, we're at the Farm Safety Days, and we're talking to all kinds of people here in various capacities who are participants and who are presenters. And now I'm sitting talking to Susan Martin, and you are the lady in charge. Do you go that far, Susan?
I am at present chairing our Waterloo Rural Women's Committee.
Yes.
So I guess, but we are a committee that works very well together. They're a great group of women with a dedication to teaching children about farm safety. The hours spent are all volunteer, and we have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it looks like it. We picked a great day for this.
Oh, we're very lucky.
Are there other projects that the Rural Women's Network does?
This is our biggest project.
Yep.
We do other things through the year, and it's more to for rural women or women that live in a rural setting, just to build friendship and leadership amongst them.
Mm-hmm.
So we do several other events, but this is our biggest one with the mandate to teach safety to children.
Yeah, very nice. You guys meet probably just like you say your main event, but you do run some other events. This is the 22nd year, I understand.
This is our 22nd year. Mm-hmm. That is right.
And tell us about your own story. Where do you live in the Waterloo region, and where do you call home?
I am from Floridale, which mm-hmm. is at the very tip of Waterloo County, and at present I am a sheep farmer.
Huh.
Yes. So we used to be dairy farmers,
yeah.
But it's go big or go home
yeah.
In the dairy world. So I wanted livestock, so we started with three sheep, and now we're up to a little over 100. I mean, still not big in some people's minds, but I'm having fun,
mm-hmm.
and I'm also a 4-H leader, and we run a sheep club, and that is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of our kids in the 4-H program, in our club in particular, none of them are from a working sheep farm, so it's a great stepping stone to teach them agriculture if that's the avenue they want to take for later in life. And they're learning some, again, leadership skills and how to be responsible and accountable. If you're going to train a lamb, you have to learn how to do that. So that's, yeah. And I have three children, two grandchildren, and a husband.
Excellent.
we're enjoying life.
Now, I heard something really interesting about 4-H in the area. It's quite a credit to you, and that is, you know, not all your members are actually from farms. And so farm people actually help non-farm members with whether they need some livestock and so on.
Yes.
Have I got that right?
Yes, I've had up to 10 kids.
Yes.
That was several years ago, and we had up to 10 youth training a lamb at our place. So this year I have 5.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
Yeah.
5 is much nicer than me. But I'm never going to turn a child away.
Yeah.
If they're looking for an animal to train, the door is open.
Yeah. Well, that's a great outreach, because there, we know as farmers, there are lots of people out there who have the aptitude and ability to be a good farm person, but not the connection to someone's actually doing
that's
it.
That's right.
What a special thing you're doing there.
Oh, it's important. It's important to promote agriculture any way we can.
Yeah. Well, good work, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to some more folks here. I just want to thank you so much, Susan, for saying a few words.
Well, thank you, President Jeff. Thank you for
Women's.
Coming.
Yes, it's glad to be here.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we will chat. I'm going to
Yeah, take your time. I'm going to grab some other guys here too. So.
Yeah, and just.
Hi, this is Peter McPherson from the University of Guelph. You are listening to the Agricultural Show. The Agricultural Show is made possible by Community Radio. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at soundfm.ca. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supports page at soundfm.ca. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is the emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society. See, that's perfect. You were a big...
Okay, so that was pretty good stuff. Now, I managed to get that recording to go twice. I will fix that up for our podcast for our dear listeners who want to hear the show again. It'll be fixed. Well, so Susan had a great story. And the next interviewee had two names. He was about to sight with that air horn, and his name was Safety Sam. And his job was, of course, to keep the timing up and to circulate around. He was dressed in just a attention-getting costume and a pleasant attitude to be a great focus for the afternoon, one of the focuses. It's Walter Gross, and Walter stood still for 5 minutes to talk to us about the Farm Safety Day and what he does, and I'd like to play that now. So this is all last Saturday, June the 17th, and this is episode number 195 on June 20th. All right, let's listen to another presenter, organizer from the Farm Safety Day. Just stay locked in.
All right, we're at the Waterloo Farm Safety Days, and many people here, participants and the like, and I'm sitting here talking to Walter Gross. And Walter, what the heck are you doing here today? You've got quite a costume on.
Well, that's right. I'm actually Safety Sam, and so my job is to work with the young kids to get them accustomed to working around the farm or being on a farm. Yeah. So many kids actually visit a farm now.
Yeah.
And so our job is to just remind them that being on a farm could be dangerous and letting them know what to do. So that's my job, is to get the kids a little more friendly.
And it's just really impressive you to put that extra effort into this. You're here on a busy Saturday otherwise. You're here in a costume to set the mood, set the pace. I guess as in your other life as a manufacturer of farm machinery, you're well aware of the importance of safety.
That's correct. Yeah. It's every day. Every day for us at work, it's important, but every day for our farmers, it's important as well.
Yeah. So this is the 22nd year for this thing. I have not been to all 22 years. Have you by any chance?
I have been doing it for more than 20 years, and not all with Waterloo. So Wellington is my home county, and I have been part of that group for all the 20 years.
Excellent. And so Wellington has also a Farm Safety Day or a Rural Women's Institute?
We actually have a Farm Safety Association in Wellington County. So yeah, we have two Farm Safety Days a year. We have a free pancake breakfast. We bring them in the wintertime and show them about snowmobile safety. So, and then we also lead seminars throughout the year to teach people about other safety things on the farm.
Yeah. And when you're not busy doing this, tell us about yourself. You still call Wellington County home, obviously.
Yes. Yep. That's right. So live and work in Wellington County, right next to my shop. And so have a lot of fun doing that. But I also help out with the church camp too. And so I spend a lot of time doing that.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly typically in rural municipalities, you wear many hats because there's only so many people and all the jobs got to get done.
That is definitely the case nowadays.
Well, I'm glad you took time out from your busy schedule to come and do this today. And just thanks so much for saying a few words while there.
Great. We appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks.
See you later. So that's good. So what's going to happen?
Hi, this is Peter Seaman from Grassroots Public Affairs. You're listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is made possible by Community Radio. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. We are live streaming from the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at soundfm.ca. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at soundfm.ca. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
So that was Walter Gross, and he was just good fun, and what a lot of energy, and putting his time into doing some really great things. So Farm Safety Day is 22 years. I'm going to have a look again, but boy, Facebook or Googling, Waterloo Farm Women's Network, you would probably find pictures and other information about what they've done before and what they do now. So that's good information, and if you have young people or know of young people on or connected with farms, 137 participants this year. They regularly are fully subscribed, so put that on your calendar for next June. Well, so the day wasn't over yet, and I was still wandering around with my little portable recording device, and my next interview was with Graham Johnson. Now, it's Graham and his family, the two couples, mom and dad, who are operating and owning Heritage Show Farms, who were sponsoring or hosting the event. And so I asked Graham a little bit about himself, and this is what he told us.
Okay, we're at Harvest Hill Farms today here.
Heritage Hill.
I'm glad I have guests like you, Graham, because otherwise I have everything all mixed up.
Yeah.
All right, Harvest Hill Farm, and we are on the Brant Waterloo. Oxford Waterloo Boundary Road, and you have very kindly opened up your farm today.
Yep.
For the Farm Safety Day. And on behalf of those folks, thanks very much. But tell us a little bit about your story. How did you come about to be a host today for Farm Safety?
Well, the women's group who runs the event approached us and asked, and we were more than happy to help out. We're always, growing up in Brampton, we knew, like, a lot of people don't know about farm safety, and
yep.
Safety in general is a good thing. So, we were happy to open up our doors, and it's, like we say, it's always good to have company over to force you to clean up the place.
Yeah. Graham and I were talking before our little chat here now for this little radio segment, and as a fellow farmer, it does, and you got the joke too, it's nice to have company over once in a while. It makes you clean things up. But it's a lovely farm, and just glad you did that. You're this is a family farm. You're just you and your sister and little ones and dads and all kinds of stuff going on. How many folks are you here at this farm?
Well, I farm with my sister and her husband, Marianne and Joe Dore, and my parents are down here a lot. They just moved down in the fall. They were still based out of Brampton, but helped a lot down here.
Yeah.
And then over the summer, we do have our summer student who's back for his third year.
Yeah. Well, very good. And so beautiful day. I'm glad you arranged no rain today, Graham. Nicely done.
I wish I had control over that.
It's the 22nd year for this, and you think this will be going on for some time?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
It was a good crowd, and they all seemed pretty enthusiastic about it. And the ladies coordinated, they have this nailed down. They know how to keep it moving quickly, so it should be no problem keeping it running.
I didn't count them, but there must be, I'm going to say, like 8 stations around the property here?
Something like
that. So I'm looking at, like, we're just at a station here where they're, with glasses, you think that you have this clouded vision, and to make the owner, the wearer, aware of the vision that a cow might have and how you should move. And there's the fire department's here, and the hydro's down there. This guy is doing something about
a vet. Teaching you about approaching dogs and animals.
Okay.
We have someone here from Stratford Farm Equipment talking about. Like approaching somebody in a tractor.
We
have Premier out the back teaching about being safe around ATVs and
lawnmowers. I saw that. Yep. And then there's a like an earth station or something on that same building.
Yep.
And of course, the main building is in your workshop around the corner here, where it's registration.
Yep.
There's water to drink and that sort of stuff.
Yep. And then another one in front of the parlor of reading labels on chemicals and stuff
like that. I saw
that
one.
Yeah.
So. What a great setup, lots of room to park, and beautiful weather. So, thanks so much for doing that, Graham. And
no problem.
Good luck with this year. Stay safe. And in about 2 months, you want to invite more guests over so you clean up again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Always welcome visitors.
So. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Sobek-Swant from RARE. This is Community Radio CKMS Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946 or on the internet at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Hi everyone, this is Willie A., and I'm the host of a blues radio program at a sister community radio station here in Waterloo. You are listening to Community Radio CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, on Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. Thank you for listening to Community Radio on 102.7 CKMS.
All right, this went well the whole day. Just wonderful to have a few words from the host, Graham Johnson and family. We try to get a little a representative from each group there. So, of course, we've been talking to those people who are organizing it. And then it was time maybe to talk to some of the people who are actually presenting. And our last interview is with one of the actual participants. So let's go now to Kristen, who, what a great story. I don't want to get ahead of it, but started out as a member of 4-H, and her path was to become part of these at a higher responsibility. In this case, she was talking about hazardous liquids around a farm. Let's listen to it. It's going to be a lot better than hearing me trying to describe it all. Thanks for listening in today. It's the Agriculture Show, 102.7 CKMS Radio, RadioWaterloo.ca.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening in. It's the Agriculture Show, 102.7. I'm talking to Christine Bradley. Christine, you are in charge of Kristen. You've got an interesting station here. What are you teaching kids to do?
I am teaching chemical safety. Yep. And what to do and what not to do with chemicals, and how we can't tell by looking at a chemical that it is a chemical.
Yeah. And how did you get this job today? Tell us your story. What are you doing here at Harvest Hill Farms on a farm safety day?
I'm a junior leader for the Waterloo 4-H Sheep Club, is something that Susan Martin runs. Yep. And she's part of the Waterloo Women's Rural Committee here. And they put on the farm safety day every year, and I believe it's an important thing to teach kids about farm safety.
Yeah.
So I agreed to come and volunteer and run a station.
Yeah. Well, that's got a great level of commitment, and on behalf of the people here, I'd like to thank you. What is this your first time you're doing this program?
So it's probably my fifth year coming in. Yeah. My first year doing the chemical safety station, but my fifth year at farm safety.
Yeah. And you're enjoying it?
I am, yeah. It's nice to teach the kids about how to stay safe.
And yourself, are you, you're obviously a country kid, I guess, at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you in your career? Are you halfway between high school and college?
I'm actually starting nursing in the fall.
Okay.
I'll be a first-year nursing student.
Yeah. And locally?
Yes, at Conestoga College.
Excellent. And you've called, where is your home? Are you a country kid living out by Maryhill, is it?
I actually live in Waterloo.
You live in Waterloo?
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting story. How did it happen that a girl from Waterloo came involved in farm stuff?
I liked horses a lot, so I started horseback riding through a precision riding club with 4-H.
Yes.
And graduated from that into a dairy program, a dairy club with 4-H, and then switched over to sheep and fallen in love with farms and stayed on them ever since.
That's pretty special. Who ever would have thought you'd be involved in country stuff after growing up in the city?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I see your next group is here, and I just want to thank you so much for saying a few words, Chris.
No problem.
Okay, thank you. Okay, you guys, you're next.
Hi, this is Ben Perry from Stage Door Transportation. You're listening to The Agricultural Show. The Agricultural Show is made possible by Community Radio. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. We're live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at soundfm.ca. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at soundfm.ca. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Hi, I'm Jim Dyer from Cambridge. You are listening to Community Radio CKMS Radio Waterloo, now live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, in addition to Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on internet at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music.
Okay, wasn't that a wonderful story? Kristen Bradley spoke about her, what she did at that day, her fifth year, and her beginnings as a city kid, getting involved in country stuff through 4-H and horses and the like. Well, that was, it was a wonderful day, and looking forward now to just playing our last interviewee. And this young person's name is Iris Perryman. And Iris actually went on to the various workstations or education stations, and of course every time that horn blew, it was time to move on. So just grabbed Iris at the last there, got a little bit of wind noise and stuff going on, but we'll listen to it, and hopefully we'll be able to pick up on what's happening. And I just want to thank you again for listening today. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS, sponsored by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. See you shortly.
Hello, we're at the Farm Safety Days, and I'm speaking to who?
Iris Perryman.
How has your day been, Iris?
Okay, so far.
What did you learn that you never knew before? Did you learn about how cows walk with glasses on? Did you be able to walk and go down without falling over that bale in there?
I did not fall over a bale, not once.
So you're one of our special people we're talking to today, and you're a person who actually took part as a participant today. So how did you get involved in something like this? How did you manage to end up at Harvest Hill Farms on us?
My godmother is one of the people. Well, my godfather is Safety Sam, the clown.
Yeah.
And my godmother is one of the photographers, so they invite me every year.
Okay. And so this is the second time, the fourth time you've been here?
I've been going since I was about 5, and I'm at about 10 now, so I've been going for about 5 years.
So it's a really good program. Okay. You like it?
I do.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Thanks.
And so we're going to put all this together with all these people we talked to, just people like yourself, Iris, and we're going to put this on the radio and you can hear yourself talk again. Holy smokes, eh?
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. That's that. Now, I'd like to get your...
This is Amy Beth Brubaker from Elmira. You're listening to Community Radio, CKMS Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, or on the internet at soundfm.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Hi, this is jazz musician, singer, and songwriter Tim Lewis. You're listening to Community Radio, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We're live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, or on the internet at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and through music.
I'm Owen Roberts from the...
Okay, that was our seven different interviews for the Farm Safety Day held at Heritage Hills Farms out by New Dundee. The Johnson family were the host family. Susan Martin, as president, spoke a little bit about how she got to be the president for the group and what kind of projects they have. And I hope you just really enjoyed our little report on that Farm Safety Day. So we're going to just finish off the rest of this show with some more music. And for those of you who are staying locked in, I hope we have a nice collection of music. This is stuff from our guests. And for those of you who want to get a copy of this show, just check out the website at radiowaterloo.ca or soundfm.ca and look for episode number 195 of the Agriculture Show. We'll see you next week. Stay safe. If you eat this week, thank a farmer. Bye for now.